Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Two of the highest polling candidates in the presidential race are in Manchester, New Hampshire today. Democrat Hillary Clinton is promising action on gun control. Republican Carly Fiorina is calling for change in the U.S. approach to Syria. WBUR's Fred Bever attended events held by both candidates. He joins us now in New Hampshire. Hi, Fred.
Hi. My pleasure to be here.
So Hillary Clinton was apparently pretty angry about the mass shooting at the community college in Oregon, about how it's been handled. She spoke about gun control before. She spoke about it today as well. Was there anything different in her proposals that were outlined today?
Well, first, she certainly did show some emotion during the event at Manchester's community college. She choked up a bit when she introduced the mother of one of the children killed in the Sandy Hook school shootings in 2012. And on substance, Clinton outlined several proposals that she acknowledged were not new, such as making it harder for people with mental illness to buy guns. But in a policy statement released this morning, she did offer one new proposal. She said that as president, she would take administrative action to close loopholes that allow gun sales online and at gun shows without a federal background check. Clinton would classify anyone engaging in, quote, significant gun sales as being in the business of selling guns. That would apparently subject those gun show and online sales to federal background checks.
So that stands in contrast, Fred, with President Obama, who said last week that he had exhausted all the tools available to him to strengthen gun control laws.
That's right. She's proposing a new executive tool. And in what seemed like a backhanded criticism of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who's leading the polls here, Clinton called for repeal of a law that bars negligence lawsuits against gun manufacturers. When that law passed in 2005, then-Senator Clinton voted against it. Then-Congressman Sanders voted for it.
Hillary Clinton also spoke about the power held by the National Rifle Association. She had a message, in fact, for gun owners who are gun owners, but they still might oppose the National Rifle Association. What was it?
Well, she pointedly noted that two Republicans, Presidents Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, had stood up to the NRA. And Clinton really roused the crowd when she called on today's gun owners to push back on the NRA.
What I would love to see is gun owners, responsible gun owners, hunters, form a different organization and take back the Second Amendment from these extremists.
That was, again, Hillary Clinton speaking today in Manchester, New Hampshire. Republican candidate Carly Fiorina also spoke today in New Hampshire a short time later. It was a different event in Manchester. Did she talk at all about gun control?
No one in the audience at Rotary Lunch here asked, and she didn't bring it up. Perhaps her strongest words came on events in Syria.
An unholy alliance is being formed by Iran, Russia, Syria, and Iraq, and it is highly dangerous.
Fiorina says she would stop talking with Russian President Vladimir Putin. She would strengthen U.S. military assistance to regional allies such as Jordan or Kurdish fighters. And she would establish a no-fly zone over Turkey. Still, even with several solemn warnings like that, Fiorina seems like she was in a good mood. That might be because a new Marist University poll has her closing in fast on Donald Trump's lead in New Hampshire. She's at 16% compared to Trump's 21%.
Okay, thank you, WBUR's Fred Bever. Nice to speak with you. Thanks again.
Thank you.